local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Good Wednesday afternoon. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. That includes local, national, worldwide, sports, entertainment, pop culture, and all the weird and wacky stuff that we love to find each and every day. And we get right into it here with our top three stories. As the hours continuing to dwindle, search efforts for the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic are intensifying, the U.S. Coast Guard holding another press availability earlier this afternoon.
The Unified Command Team is working tirelessly to bring all available assets and expertise to bear as quickly as possible in response to this complex operation.
That's Captain Jamie Frederick, who says 10 search assets are on scene about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod. They will be there by tomorrow morning. Underwater noises were heard, but Frederick says searches have not yielded any results.
We currently have 5 surface assets searching for the Titan, and we expect 10 total surface assets to search in the next 24 to 48 hours.
It is believed, though, that the vessel has less than 24 hours of oxygen remaining. At this point, though, they are still calling it a search and rescue mission. Also in Paris today, an explosion in the city, leaving more than 24 people injured. French police said at least 29 people were hurt in the blast, with 4 in critical condition. Crews are also searching for 2 missing people in the rubble of the damaged building that housed a design school, the Paris American Academy, which is attended by mostly international students, most of which are from the U.S. And in Washington, legislation aimed at protecting LGBTQ people from discrimination is being reintroduced by Democrats. The Equality Act would expand federal civil rights to stop discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in areas including employment, housing, education, federal funding, and more. Gracie, how are you doing today?
Doing well. The end of the week.
Excited for the end of the week, and weather not quite as great right now as it was yesterday.
Nice,
earlier today was nice, and we'll check in here in just a couple of minutes for a local look on the roads and weather. I did not see any new UFO stories today, so we're still holding out hope that we might run into that more. Anything that caught your eye today?
No, I'm kind of nervous about this Titanic story, though. I know this is like the story on everyone's lips, but it's just really freaky. The more stuff you see on it, it's been on my TikTok. So
yeah, well, a lot of social media on it. Yeah, it's kind of what everybody's talking about, the water cooler at work today. And you know, I woke up this morning, and the first thing I did was I turned on, you know, the Fox News, CNN, BBC, just to see if there was any updates from overnight. And there was these different noises that were heard. So that was the big update. And that was what, you know, was kind of giving people hope and still is, that the people in the submersible are still alive. They said that, the Coast Guard is not really putting out there. And that's one thing that I've noticed in the different interviews that I've heard with the Coast Guard and the different press availability, not exactly being terribly forthcoming with whatever information that they have. I mean, yeah. I understand that it is a complex investigation, but, you know, they said, you know, yeah, we heard these sounds. Press and interviewers are kind of pressing them on, okay, are these systematic sounds? Are they Morse code? Is there a rhythm or a pattern? Mm-hmm. Are they kind of, you know, coming and going? Is this every 30 minutes? Is this every 5 minutes? What is that? And the Coast Guard not really saying so much. And, you know, of course, at a depth of around 13,000 feet, this could be any number of things. I mean, we have no idea, you know, everything that's in the ocean and what makes all these sounds. But they say they've got experts working on it, trying to kind of determine what these sounds might be, but they did say that the efforts around kind of where these sounds are protruding from has not yielded any results. Mm-hmm. So
have you Have you read anything about like the private company? I saw a couple things that were about like the waiver that you have to sign says like,
I did.
Death on the first page.
Yeah, like, there's like three pages. There's like three different spots. I think I saw an interview that I forget who, what network. It might have been Fox News, but they talked to somebody who had. A guy who was a writer on The Simpsons, mm-hmm. He went on this, and he said that, yeah, these forms that you have to sign, and understandably so, you know, given what it is that you're doing, but yeah, it's you're very much aware of what it is that you're getting into, and he even said that, you know, as the submersible was taking off, he was like, well, this could be it, you know, so you kind of go in just understanding like this may be the last time I see the light of day. And unfortunately now as we're under 24 hours, of course, you know, I'm not sure how much light, you know, I guess the one good thing is that it's the first day of summer and it's the summer solstice and a bit more sunlight out there. Hopefully the weather conditions and the sea conditions are such that maybe they can get a little bit more out there as far as, the way of search efforts here going into the night hours. And, you know, they said there would be about 10 different assets and vessels involved in the search tomorrow. Yeah. 416 right now, we'll take a break, get local traffic and weather and our daily history of the Blue Angels.
Yes. Well, our roads are looking pretty good right now. We do kind of have some rain coming through, but it's really not affecting our roads. We have a small patch of traffic on I-10. This is going to be just past Garcon Point Road if you're heading in the eastbound direction. But other than that, we are looking good. And if you see anything else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. We had a sunny morning, but we do have some rain coming through. Currently, we have a low of 73 for this evening, 80% chance of rain for the rest of this evening. Taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we just have a big old thunderstorm right over Pensacola, Garcon Point, Milton, and then a couple patches throughout Century, Atmore, Bay Minette. So we are going to be seeing some rain for a good bit of this afternoon. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. And as Joe had mentioned, we get our daily history of the Blue Angels leading up to Red, White, and Blues weekend. So this history of the Blue Angels is presented by Service Matters Realty.
There have been many changes of command in the U.S. Navy in many different places. But the 1954 change of command that marked Lieutenant Commander Hawkins turning over command of the Blue Angels to Lieutenant Commander Zeke Cormier in February of 1954 was something special. In the skies over NAS New Orleans, at an altitude of 800 feet and a speed of 600 miles per hour, Lieutenant Commander Hawkins led his men in diamond formation with Lieutenant Commander Cormier slightly behind and below. On signal, Cormier, the new leader, pulled up from the rear and into a loop. The Diamond then started their loop and at 1,200 feet broke formation with each member doing a roll and continuing the loop. At the top of the loop, at about 6,000 feet, Hawkins rolled out and flew away. The three wingmen continued their loops, joined Cormier at the bottom in the Diamond formation, and passed over the flight line with their new leader. Hawkins came back alone at 800 feet for one final pass over the crowd as a Blue Angel, and the aerial change of command was complete. During the 10th anniversary year of 1956, the Blue Angels made their first appearance on foreign soil, or is that foreign airspace, in Toronto, Canada. This show was in addition to 44 other shows across the United States. By year's end, millions had seen the flight exhibition team in person on television programs such as Navy Log and Mickey Mouse Club Newsreel, or the Cinerama production Cinerama Holiday. It was clear that the Blue Angels had fulfilled their mission to bring the Navy to the people. In the middle of the 1957-58 season, the Blue Angels transitioned from the F9-F8 Cougar to the supersonic afterburner-equipped F11A Tiger. Such a mid-season transition was a difficult process considering that, for a period of about 3 months, it was necessary for the pilots to devote all available time between air shows to familiarize themselves with their new jets while flying their old Cougars for each public performance. This required tremendous concentration because there was considerable difference in control pressures and sensitivity, trim changes, and power requirements between the two aircraft. But the transition was successful, and the Blue Angels completed their season in the new Tigers with the unanimous opinion that they looked better than ever. I'll be back with more after this.
We love our military and first responders. Hi, I'm Suzanne Morgan with Service Matters Realty and Property Management, where we believe in doing more. We have a program designed specifically for military and first responders. It's called Your Service Matters. At closing, eligible buyers will receive money back based on the sale price of the home. Since 2015, we've given back over $230,000. Find out more. Go to servicemattersre.com.
The Blue Angels would fly the F-11A Tigers for the next decade. That and more next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
Marcus Point Baptist Church is proud to bring Sportsman's Night Out back and bigger than ever. Join us as we welcome the star of A&E's Duck Dynasty, Willie Robertson, and Hall of Fame fishing legend Hank Parker to the Pensacola Bay Center on August 3rd. You could win a camper from Carpenter's Campers, Kubota tractor from Coastal Machinery, a HVAC system from Florida Air, and more. It'll be an incredible night for the entire family. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. We'll see you August 3rd at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
It's News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday, halfway through the week, and we're going to give you all your local stories as well as national sports update on pop culture and wacky and weird and good news. But first, we're going to start with traffic on the fives at 425. Our roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110. One patch of traffic on I-10, though. This is going to be if you're heading eastbound right after Gerson Point. Expect some slowdowns. Looks like that is due to construction. If you see anything else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. We have some rain going throughout our area. Thunderstorms are at 80% for this evening with a with some thunderstorms heading through Gerson Point right now. It's 79 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 79 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing on here with some local and statewide notes before we get to the Fox News update. The Waterfront Rescue Mission says thanks to flooding at the Reentry Alliance Pensacola facilities, they have about 60 women and children that they are housing temporarily. As the REAP facilities are currently closed, they are expected to be back in operation by next Monday. So in the meantime, Waterfront is providing shelter, meals, restrooms, and shower facilities, and clothing and laundry services as well. Escambia County School Board unanimously approving a contract for the interim superintendent, Keith Leonard. Leonard will receive a salary of $160,000 along with incentives based on performance evaluations. During the public comment portion yesterday, Leonard received plenty of support.
I really hope that everyone will really rally behind him and allow him to lead this district as our superintendent. I really personally don't know Keith very well, but I know a lot about him, and I've admired him for many years.
Leonard's contract runs through June 30th of 2024. However, if no permanent replacement is found or if the board simply wants to, his contract can be renewed for another term by a majority vote. Well, yesterday we told you about the resolution that will be brought forward in the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting tomorrow, having to do with making June pro-life month in Santa Rosa County. Well, District 3 Representative James Calkins will be bringing a second resolution, this one to signify that the county does not support pornographic books in public schools. His wife Maria chairs the Santa Rosa chapter of Moms for Liberty, which they have called on the Santa Rosa School District to remove around 65 books from schools and libraries. Congressman Matt Gaetz in Washington today calling for a detailed plan from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on how the DOD can re-engage and re-enlist service members who were harmed by the COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
We're not a stronger military as a consequence of this vaccine mandate. When we've asked people in force posture hearings again and again before this committee, are we stronger without the hundreds of pilots, without the special operators, without the people in the Guard and the reserves that have been driven out?
And Gaetz said that Lloyd Austin had indicated that he would write a plan to do that, and Gaetz introduced an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act that would require that a report be done. Elsewhere in the state of Florida today, Tropical Storm Brett maintaining its strength as it continues heading towards the Caribbean, but still not posing a threat to Florida or the U.S. as of today. According to the National Hurricane Center, Brett has sustained winds of 60 miles per hour, located less than 500 miles east of Barbados.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is going after California again, filming a short video in San Francisco while on his campaign trail. He says that it's once was a great city has collapsed because of leftist policies.
Florida Democrats filing ethics complaints against members of Governor DeSantis's staff, accusing them of working to line up endorsements for his presidential campaign during state budget meetings. The party says, quote, the governor was holding the state budget hostage in exchange for political endorsements and donations.
And the defense is presenting its case of the trial of Scott Peterson by trying to paint a picture of the jury of chaos and confusion, where it was impossible for Peterson to determine where the shots were coming from. Peterson is charged with not confronting the Parkland school shooter, as 17 people were killed in the attack.
A Florida nonprofit trying to get an abortion amendment on the 2024 ballot is seeing some momentum. Organizers with Floridians Protecting Freedom say their petition to allow abortions up to 28 weeks of pregnancy received more than 200,000 signatures this week. That's enough to get the proposal reviewed by the state. Currently, state law blocks the procedure at 15 weeks.
And adults and children receiving transgender medical treatments in Florida will be allowed to continue under certain conditions. The Florida Board of Osteopathic Medicine passed an emergency rule yesterday that allows existing treatments to continue as long as prescriptions don't change. It's News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. We're going to be back after an update from Fox News, as well as Your Money Your Money Now, right here on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Special Counsel John Durham testifying to Congress today about his years-long probe into the FBI investigation of suspected Russian ties to the Trump 2016 presidential campaign.
Our report should not be read to suggest in any way that Russian election interference was not a significant threat. It was.
Durham says investigation did not show collusion, but did reveal Russian interference in the election. The Coast Guard today confirming underwater noises were detected in the search area for the submersible that disappeared with five aboard while diving near the wreckage of the Titanic.
We don't know what they are.
Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says a remotely operated vehicle search so far has yielded no results. The Agriculture Department today are approving California firms Upside Foods and Good Meat to sell chicken lab-grown from animal sales, not slaughtered birds. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Amazon has issued a reply to a new Federal Trade Commission lawsuit that accuses the e-commerce giant of a deceptive sign-up and cancellation process for its Amazon Prime service. Company spokesperson Heather Lehman said the FTC's claims are false on the facts and the law, adding that Amazon by design makes it clear and simple for customers to both sign up for and cancel their Prime membership. The government suit claims Amazon knowingly duped millions of consumers into unknowingly enrolling. Stocks fell today. The S&P 500 and Dow Industrials lost 23 and 102 points, respectively. The NASDAQ Composite slid 165, or 1.2%. Well, the calendar has officially turned to summer, a time when ice cream and related treats grow in popularity, and some people are just now learning that Good Humor toasted almond bars are nowhere to be found. The Unilever unit confirms that its almond-coated vanilla ice cream bar, a sweet treat that's been around since the 1960s, has been discontinued. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Summer is here. Time for perfectly aged, always tender, and guaranteed delicious Omaha Steaks. Here's an amazing offer when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter hourly into the search bar. Save over 61% on the Gourmet Grill Pack and receive 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers when you order. Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. Type hourly into the search bar at omahasteaks.com and order the Gourmet Grill Pack today. omahasteaks.com, keyword hourly.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. One team taking a big gamble this NFL season, the Washington Commanders, hoping that fifth-round pick Sam Howell becomes the next Brock Purdy. Washington has tabbed longtime Chiefs assistant Eric Bieniemy to develop Howell. Washington has enough talent on the roster to be a playoff team in the NFC. The only big question is QB. I'm Maggie Gray.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So, you've got an oil change coming up. Consider STP Conventional to save on motor oil for your everyday vehicle. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP oil filter for only $26.99. Get the complete job done at the right price at any of our 6,200 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday, despite the dark skies we have in rain in our area. Hope you're enjoying your afternoon. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national stories and take a look at the world of sports. Joe will give us a full rundown. We do have some slowdowns on I-10 right now, eastbound direction. This is going to be right near Blackwater River Bridge. We do have construction there and now a disabled vehicle that is causing some slowdowns. So that is going to be off to the right side, and it is slowing things down for a good bit right after the Garcon Point intersection. So just keep that in mind. That is slowing things down on I-10 eastbound. If you see anything else on the roads, feel free to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. And we are going to get an update on weather from WEAR.
Rain lingers as we head through the rest of Wednesday. We'll still keep a fairly high chance of rain, too, for Thursday and Friday to wrap up the work week. It's about 60% chances for Thursday, 70 on Friday, a little bit less than Wednesday, but still enough to warrant that umbrella. Highs are going to be a little bit cooler because of it, only the mid to upper 80s to finish up the work week. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. We do have rain through our area. That is going to be the heaviness of the rain is going through Milton and Garcon Point right now. So expect some rain there. It is 79 in Pensacola, 79 in Milton, and 78 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. And just an update, because 4th of July is going to be here before you know it. This 4th of July, News Radio 92.3 is going to be carrying the Pensacola Symphony's Sparks and Stars. That's presented by Moojay. It's going to be from 7:30 to 9 on 4th of July, so make sure to tune in.
Very cool there. Looking at national headlines now, Congress heard testimony from the former special counsel who released a report criticizing the FBI's investigation into alleged ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan said that John Durham's probe found that the Justice Department should have never opened the investigation. Congressman Matt Gaetz went after Durham as well.
The fact that you didn't charge Andrew McCabe You didn't convict the lying Democrats or the lying Russians. You didn't investigate Mifsud or the Mueller probe, even though, as we sit here today in black letter, that was your charge. Have you ever heard of the Washington Generals?
The Washington Generals, yes.
Yeah, and they're the team that basically gets paid to show up and lose, right?
So, alluding that basically you're kind of worthless in your job, or you were worthless in your job, the Washington Generals, the team that follows around with the Harlem Globetrotters and never wins a game. Republicans maintain the DOJ is continuing to target former President Trump for political reasons, citing the recent indictment of Trump for his alleged mishandling of classified material.
Also, Senate Democrats plan to mark the one-year anniversary of the end of Roe v. Wade by bringing legislation on reproductive health and access to a vote. When the bills aren't expected to pass, Democrats want to force Republicans to show where they stand on abortion. The bills would generate or guarantee women can travel freely across state lines for abortions to protect doctors who continue to provide abortion care.
The former Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents online was arraigned in federal court today and pleaded not guilty. Jack Teixeira has been in custody since he was arrested on April 13th. He's facing federal charges for allegedly leaking Pentagon documents on the Discord social media platform.
The White House says that President Biden will not lecture the Prime Minister of India on human rights. Biden will welcome the Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the White House today for 2 days of talks. Some Democrats plan to boycott his speech that he's going to give to Congress tomorrow in protest of the alleged human rights abuses in India.
Attorney General Merrick Garland pushing back against accusations of bias and a sweetheart deal within the Justice Department following the Hunter Biden plea agreement.
I would leave this matter in the hands of the United States Attorney, who was appointed by the previous president and assigned to this matter by the previous administration.
And Biden reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors yesterday over his failure to pay federal taxes and his illegal purchase of a handgun. He'll likely avoid prison if he complies with the agreement.
And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is warning Republicans against voting for forcing a vote to impeach President Biden. CNN says that he's telling the party members to vote against the resolution brought forward by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert today. He argued Republicans should allow committee investigations into Biden's playout, as jumping to impeachment could threaten the GOP's slim majority.
And finally, there was a heavy police presence outside last night's school board meeting at the Glendale Unified District in California. You may remember the last time they met 2 weeks ago, huge fights broke out, leading to 3 arrests.
None of us hates the LGBTQ community. None of us are saying that trans children don't have rights. Just don't oppress our children.
So the school district insists that the LGBTQ plus curriculum was actually implemented back in 2019, and it just needs to be reviewed each year. Police officers say, though, that many of the people showing up to these protests are from outside of Glendale. Looking at the world of sports today, Victor Wembanyama arrived in the U.S. yesterday. He's the teenager who will be picked first overall by the San Antonio Spurs tomorrow night, and he met the American media for the first time.
I was feeling lucky that they got the pick as a franchise that has that culture and that experience in winning.
So the Spurs have the first pick, and the draft is tomorrow night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe headlining the U.S. Women's World Cup roster as the World Cup team was named today. Those two going to the World Cup for the fourth time. Also, a dozen players making their World Cup debuts. Other familiar names include Julie Ertz and Rose Lavelle. The team is looking for its third straight World Cup after winning in 2015 and 2019. Their first match is on July 21st against Vietnam. College World Series action today. Florida beating TCU 3-2. So Florida advances to the championship round coming up at 6 o'clock on ESPN. Top-seeded Wake Forest rematching 5th-seeded LSU. If LSU loses, they are out. If LSU beats Wake Forest, they would have to play again as it is a double elimination tournament there. This is really cool. Tonight, the night for the 118th edition of the Midnight Sun baseball game in Fairbanks, Alaska. The traditional summer solstice game between the Alaska Gold Panthers and Michigan Monarchs will take place at 10 p.m. Alaska time, 2 a.m. Eastern time, 1 a.m. here in Central. The Midnight Sun game is unique for being a night game, and it's played without lights, and it's ranked among the top 10 must-see games by the Baseball Hall of Fame. That is really cool. NFL reinforcing its gambling policy to players across the league. One of the key changes is that all rookies will now be required to attend mandatory education centers, sessions rather. League's officials are also set to make the rounds to different team facilities in order to emphasize what activities are prohibited. The policy includes really six key rules that are highlighted by not betting on any NFL games whatsoever, not sharing inside information, and also not participating in any daily fantasy games. Major League Baseball scoreboard right now. A couple of early games here. The Rays beat the Orioles 7-2. The Marlins lost to the Blue Jays 6-3. The Atlanta Braves continuing their series in Philadelphia, taking on the Phillies at 5:40 our time. Health, business, and science notes today. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell expects more rate hikes. He said that the central bank is still working to slow inflation, which he said is still running high. We'll pause right here, get a look at traffic and weather together.
Well, we are still seeing slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be going in the eastbound direction as you're getting closer to Blackwater River over the bridge. We have construction leading up to that, as well as a disabled vehicle that was on the bridge. So it looks like it is getting cleared up, but definitely still seeing some delays there. And if you see anything else, always feel free to call the traffic line, 850-2626-111. We do have some rain throughout the area. We have 80% chance of rain for this evening and a low of 73. Taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, we do have some thunderstorms going throughout Garson Point, north of the interstate, throughout Molino, McDavid, all seeing some rain. So just keep that in mind that we are going to be seeing some heavy rain throughout the rest of this evening. And again, if you see anything else, always feel free to call the traffic line, 850-2626-111. Back to health, business, and science headlines. If you enjoy Amazon Prime Day, maybe this is when you get all your good stuff for the year. Amazon Prime Day is coming next month. The annual sales event for Prime members is actually a two-day event. Normally, it has some of the best deals of the year on Amazon. This year, Prime Day is going to take place on July 11th, which is my birthday, and July 12th. Like last year, the early deals will kick off the event.
Think I'll get an Amazon gift card for you. How about that?
Oh, perfect.
Let's see. Math and reading test scores of 13-year-olds in the U.S. has hit the lowest level in decades. New test scores released by the National Center for Education Statistics show math scores haven't been this low since 1990, and reading scores haven't been this low since 2004.
And in some more Amazon news, they're kind of in trouble right now. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Amazon. It alleged the e-commerce giant got millions to sign up for Amazon Prime through difficult means. So it accuses Amazon of using dark patterns and tactics to get customers to stay subscribed to enroll in its services. And dark patterns can include, hiding the unsubscribe link in a tough-to-find spot.
I've been there. I know that there. Mm-hmm. Over $700 million up for grabs in this week's two big lotteries. The jackpot in tonight's Powerball is about $400 million, cash value of $200 million, and Friday's Mega Millions will be about $320 million.
And if you are a fan of Super Mario Bros. And have a Nintendo Switch, after dominating on the big screen, there's going to be a new Super Mario Bros. Game. Nintendo announced yesterday they announced the brand new game called Super Mario Bros. Wonder, which is going to be coming to Nintendo Switch this October. The game was revealed yesterday at during Nintendo Direct, which is where the company presents all its upcoming slates of games. It's going to be returning to the game console for the first time since 2017.
Awesome. Very cool there. 450 right now. We'll take a brief break and come back with more. Your text always welcomed at 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Enjoy a family-friendly and free outdoor movie this weekend. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs to Community Maritime Park Friday night for Movies in the Park. Pre-show activities begin at 6 with the movie Black Panther at sunset. See cityofpensacola.com for more info. Or bring your blankets and beach chairs to the Gulfside Pavilion Friday night for Cinemas in the Sand, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Finding Nemo begins at sunset. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take the stress and costs out of health care. That's tomorrow morning at 10 as ProHealth is the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3, will help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Got about 7 minutes left in hour number one before we get to the Channel 3 News at 5 update. A lot of local stuff going on today as well. Quick recap of our top three stories today. As the search efforts for the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic are intensifying, the Coast Guard says that about 10 search assets will be on the scene by tomorrow morning. They say that underwater noises were heard, but that searches haven't yielded any results around where those noises were detected. It's believed that as of about noon today, that the vessel had about 24 hours of oxygen remaining. An explosion in central Paris, leaving more than two dozen people injured, four critically. Crews are also searching for two missing people in the rubble of a damaged building that housed the Paris American Academy Design School. And legislation aimed at protecting LGBTQ people from discrimination being reintroduced by Democrats in Congress today. The Equality Act would expand federal civil rights to stop discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in areas including employment, housing, education, and federal funding. Taking a look at some wacky and weird stuff to close out our number one. Pretty interesting job if you love dogs and you need a new job. Well, this one is for you. A billionaire in the UK is hiring a live-in dog nanny to take care of the family's two dogs, and it pays $127,000 a year. Hundreds of people have already applied. You can, too, at a fancy staffing site called Fairfax in Kensington. And just looking at some of the details, the qualifications. Gracie, you ready for this? Okay. Do I have your ear right now?
Yeah.
All right. So the two dogs need top-tier care and must be treated like valued members of the family. Live-in dog nanny, you'll be staying in their mansion or some sort of guest house situation rent-free. You will need to coordinate all vet appointments, keep detailed records of their health and medical history, develop a, quote, personalized exercise regimen for each dog. You'll also need to accompany them on domestic and international trips and arrange things like pet-friendly accommodations. You'll be organizing play dates with other dogs and finding, quote, enriching activities to stimulate their senses. So, yeah, that's the main qualifications and the job description. How does this sound to you?
I mean, that sounds like a lot of people's dream job. I'm wondering, are the owners going to interact with the dogs at all? It seems like
when they're home, maybe.
Yes.
But yeah, so yeah, a lot of people have applied, and
for a six-figure salary.
Six-figure salary. You're living in London. You're going on domestic trips and international trips, and you just got to keep medical records and go jogging with them every day.
Yeah, you basically you get rent-free money and two pets.
Yep.
So. Sounds nice. I'm going to get a quick traffic and weather update before we get to more wacky and weird stories. We do have an accident on Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be in the westbound direction as you are getting closer to South Fairfield Drive. Expect some slowdowns right there. We also still have some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound direction as you're heading towards Blackwater River. We do have a disabled vehicle that is causing some slowdowns. If you're heading in the eastbound direction, if you see anything else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have some rain going throughout our area. Taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, we have rain clouds going over through Milton, just south of Century, basically all north of I-10. Expect some rain and expect some rain to continue throughout this evening. If you see anything else on the roads, you have any details, always feel free to call or text into the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together. Other wacky and weird stories. A petty and vindictive auto shop owner in Georgia has been ordered to pay over $40,000 back in wages and damages to former employees. According to the federal judgment, Miles Walker of AOK Luxury Auto Works refused to pay overtime and threatened employees who filed labor complaints. The case all started after he paid a former employee their final check of $915. He paid it with 91,500 dirty, oily pennies. I mean,
petty. I love it. How about some good news? A guy in Wisconsin creating an unlikely bond with a wild fish, 40-year-old Rex Calobra, says he became friends with a freshwater smallmouth bass while on a dive back in 2021. He since named the fish Elvis. And he says for the last few summers, they have met at the same spot every summer. In fact, he says he's taught the fish a call that it will respond to and swims towards him when he hears it. I love stories about special bonds like this. I remember about, 8 years ago, there was a surfer in San Diego that was just sitting out on a surfboard and actually like a baby sea lion jumped on his surfboard and stayed on there. And the two just kind of were just surfing around for about an hour or so. He said he actually cried when he had to go home. And, you know, he kind of had to nudge the sea lion off the board. And he said he cried when he did that. I cried reading that. So love special human animal stories like that. That's going to do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up. We'll see you in about 12 minutes.
Dependable traffic on the 5s, weekdays on News Radio 92.